Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, man, welcome back. Jay Foreman is on one on the break. We got to let you know. Oh, good stuff all the way around. We're talking Wisconsin. It's Wisconsin Wednesday and a chance for us to get some more details on what's going on and who this opponent is and what to expect. Do me a favor, though, Husker Nation. Go on YouTube and find Locked On Huskers and subscribe. Go do that, if you would, please. It's daily content. Some good stuff. We did two videos today. We did a basketball one, a baseball one, breaking down the season, and we talked a little bit about some of the record book stuff that we were talking about earlier today. Jay Foreman, when you talk Wisconsin offensively, as much as people want to talk about Braylon Allens and Graham Mertz, I want to talk about this offensive line because we know what Wisconsin linemen look like. They are all 6 foot six, 315 pounds.
Yeah, they're all long. I don't know about that though, man. When you look okay, at
so,
their, when you look
so
at
Nelson's lineup. Nelson's 6'7", 310. Bartolini is 6'5", 313. Tippmann at center is 6'6", 315. Wedig is 6'7", 315. Malman at right tackle is 6'8", 315.
Those are some grown men.
Right. No, but these are all look, there's not a senior in the bunch.
Yeah.
This is a young, angry, long offensive line.
But they're lean, though. Yeah. That's what I mean by that. This is the highest they'll ever be, though. The highest weight they'll ever be.
Right? I mean, they have a type.
Yeah, you know the cat that's 6'8", 315? He went to high school where Bryce Benhart went.
Like, they Ooh. So we got the other Gruden, is that what you're saying?
No, you got the dude eat glass. They did. But, they got a big line. They lean on you. They run their scheme. They are who they are. I mean, it's a well-oiled machine, man. It's not like it's not anything fancy. We're here. We big as heck.
We're going to lean on you. We're going to grab you. We're going to grab you. Get hands on.
Yeah, they probably the most holding team in the big
Minnesota's
team.
The holdingest, but Wisconsin is notoriously.
Watch how much they hold, but they know that the ref isn't going to call it much, but Wisconsin does not like at the point of attack penetration, so we have to do a really good job there. We got to play good with leverage and hands and stuff like that and be able to, get ourselves off blocks and make plays. And so, the one thing I will say since Jim Leonard has taken over and with Bobby Engram as their head coach, their passing game has expanded and they've become more explosive. Now they got Shamari Dyke, number 13, the receiver, he's 6'1", about 200 pounds.
He's their guy.
He can flat out run. You got Bobby Ingram's kid out there. He's going to be able to come play. He's more of like a slot receiver. Skylar Bell has been good.
That's the freshman, right?
That's the young guy. So they have some guys that can stretch the field, make some more plays. So they're not just 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
But they're not. Hey, we're gonna catch the 3 yard. We're gonna shake you and break you.
No, they're gonna get open. They're gonna run a few pass concepts, and you bust the coverage. They'll get it, and they'll cock the head back on you. I think one of the things that they miss is Ferguson as a tight end because he was dominant, but I think that he was also dominant in the run game as well. So
they use four tight ends in the run game,
right? But last year they only needed to use one, and he was really good in the run game, and obviously he was really good in the
pass
game.
What does Nebraska do when Wisconsin comes out in their three tight end set? Because they're going to abuse it a lot.
Keep doing what they're doing. Jack them up and let's go. I mean, it's not like you got three Gronkowskis over there.
Yeah, they're all.
You gotta just go and play and make plays. I mean, they. Wisconsin ain't changing. They're the same. You know, it's same tape that you seen last year.
Where do you put Braylon Allen in the Big Ten running pyramid? Is he 1, 2, 3, 4? Well, like Nebraska's faced four straight.
Yeah, I think Corum,
1,000-yard rushes.
I think Corum is number one. Slightly, Chase Brown is right there, and then Mo Ibrahim.
Ohio State.
And then I'll just say both Ohio State dudes because they split time.
Yeah.
And then I would put Braylon Allen. But they're all program starters.
Right. I mean,
they're all guys that they're day one starters at their program. So it's not like, of course, there's some that are, I think Blake Corum and Chase Brown are next level, but Braylon Allen is right there. I think
Braylon Allen's also 18 years old.
I was just about to say that. This dude right here. By the time his junior year comes, he's barely going to be 19 years old. He's going to go into and be in the NFL at 20 years old, and he's going to be a grown man.
Grown man right now.
So for him,
that is insane.
You know, it's different. He's been extremely consistent, right? 100 yards a game, and that shows how really good he is because he burst on the scene last year, kind of like
surprise,
out of nowhere. But the fact that he can do it this year when everybody knows it's they're keying on him, lets you know he's for real. He has breakaway speed. He's big as a house. And you can't hit him up top, as we saw Cam Taylor-Britt literally bounce off of him like a little gnat. You have got to hit this dude, right? You have got to hit this dude mid-area right in his gate, and you have got to gang tackle this dude. But if you do gang tackle this dude, he will fumble. He's not a fumbler by nature, but if you gang tackle him, he will fumble. He will give it up.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we found out. This is what Iowa showed. That the gang tackle was necessary and a part of what happened. But it's also imperative for Nebraska to get to the feet and get in the throwing windows of Graham Mertz, because it changes him from a pretty good Big Ten quarterback to an awful one by getting pressure and not allowing him to step
in
the
throws. And it necessarily doesn't have to be sacks. You got to get him off of his first or second.
Get him off his spot.
Right. And you know they're going to Bell and Shamar Dyke. That's it. You know it. I mean, both of them are averaging 15 yards a catch. That's explosiveness. So that's a part of the offense at Wisconsin.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wisconsin didn't really have last year.
So why is this team 5-5?
Well, I mean, you got to look at the record from when Jim Leonard took over. So they're 3-2. They essentially gave Michigan State a free victory. I mean, they just literally found a way to.
And they did that against Iowa. Iowa.
In the five games that he's been there, or however many games that he's been there, you know,
he should be 5-0.
It should be 5-0. Wow. 3-2. Wow. But they're not the best Wisconsin version, but they're still Wisconsin. They're healthier now.
Well, but I mean, they've made the program has gone to 20 straight bowls.
Right. They're 5-5. They got two games to get the 6 wins.
This is one to get, right? Like if you're Nebraska, this is tailor made for Nebraska to jump up and get one.
Oh yeah. Oh, if you beat Wisconsin, them text line and phone, them phone conversations about to be different.
I mean, this
and
is.
I would hate to be having to make a decision.
Well, but this, as I said, I mean, this is not.
I will be pimping up in that office right there. Because these dudes from Wisconsin has beat Nebraska 8 times in a row. And what's this trophy that they got?
Yeah.
They've beat Nebraska 8 times in a row, 6 times in a row.
They don't even bring the trophy anymore.
They're playing for the Freedom Trophy.
They don't even bring it anymore.
Got it.
They don't even bring it anymore. Through all of this, right, that defensively we understand what Wisconsin does and how Nebraska can approach and do it in a simple way. We're not talking about – it's not going to take rocket science to attack Wisconsin's defense. From an offensive standpoint – we know what Wisconsin does. Wisconsin's personality is so rock solid in who they are and how they do it. We know the personnel. We know the scheme because the scheme has – they're not going to change from it. They're not going to be different. So through all of this, Is this a game where maybe the special teams steps
special
up?
Special teams got to be special. Defense has got to be special. We got to play as good as we did for three quarters against these last three backs, and we need to play better than we did last week. I felt like our fits were right last week, but I think there was way too many leaky yardage. We got to knock this dude back. I emphasize we. It can't be one guy hitting him and then everybody sitting there watching.
But this is why I asked you yesterday about what you would say to the linebackers. Because this is a line – like, well, this is an interior tackle and linebacker game.
Oh, this has been a – this would be a phenomenal, like, last 5 weeks. I mean, I'm thinking, like, dude, I'm trying to try to get 60, 70 tackles. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you up here, you know these dudes is running.
This is it. Like, this is in a phone booth. You know – that
they ain't fair. There's no fair dodging. I mean, you tell them little DBs, Newsom and Hartzog, like y'all on your own. We coming to hit today. get your little butt up in there and set the edge. Start, you know, biting at the ankles like you guys always do. But we do not ask for any help. You ain't getting none. That dude right there is mine. That's it. This is what we doing here up in here.
I mean, from a linebacker standpoint, like in my heart of hearts. You would be drooling at this game.
Oh. I'm going to tell you, man. Here's what when we used to play Pittsburgh in NFL or like when we play a team like this, I ain't showering for a couple of days. Straight up. I'm only changing my drawers. I ain't brushing my teeth. You know what I'm saying? I'm just showing up just straight up just Neanderthal. Like, I don't even like, –
not
I'm
shaved. Shaved. Ain't combing the hair.
You know, you got guck in your eye.
Not just, brushing your right. teeth. Like, it's
you
just –
you know what I'm saying? I'm just straight up just – I don't like nobody. That's just the mindset. I ain't coming in here. I ain't trying to have a nice suit on. I don't want no tie. I don't want nothing. No cufflinks, no nothing. I just want to just, hey, just straight up put the tape on, whatever, get out the way, let's go.
What do you say to the big guys up front on a day like this? What do you say in the huddle? What are you saying to Wynn and Colton Feast and
in all seriousness, let's get off. We have got to get off fast, right? All right, let's do what we do for it. Let's. You've seen you
like throw this dude away. Stop patty caking with this dude,
right?
And get
right.
to work.
But you've seen us Nebraska play well and against the run. This is what we're doing. We got to do it all game. So let's get off quick. Let's not give this dude any like room or any confidence. This is what we're going to do. We got to hit this dude, and we got to hit – everybody's got to hit him. I mean, Colton Feast does a really good job of doing his job and running to the ball. And I'm talking about – you know, I remember we played – I think it was Amon Green one time. And I would never forget this. And we had the same type of mindset. And I had Amon, and I was falling back, and I had him. And we used to have this thing. Remember when Tony Siragusa hit Rich Gannon?
Yeah.
We had Seth Payne. And I'm, like, literally looking up, and I was thinking to myself, oh, you know what? Right?
This is not going to end well.
This ain't going to end well. And Seth, who was 3'10", you know, fell on Amon. He says accidentally, yeah. But he like, literally dead weight body.
Nathan.
Hey. And like all the air went out of my body, and I'm sitting there wheezing and stuff, right? Because I'm at the Seth is like, "You all right?" I'm like, "Yeah." And literally, because so the next day in meetings, he's like, "What were you thinking?" He's like, "Seth is real cool." He's like, "Sorry, bro." He's like, "Man." He's like, "You know that's how we do it. You know, we gotta try to take it." And then he's like, "What were you thinking?" I was like, "You know what I was really thinking? I mean, it literally it's slow motion too." Because I already had kind of like the tackle, and Seth was just coming in there to finish him off. And I'm like, oh. And it's like, here he comes. And it's like, poof. So that's what you got to do, man. You got to lean on this dude. You got to drive this dude through the ground.
I want we'll take a break here and get to the final segment. But I want to ask you, who's having the best year of those interior bigs? Because I think there's been growth with Robinson and Feast and Wynn and company. But I want to ask you. When we come back, who's had the best growth for the Huskers up front? We'll do that when we come back to Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.